Chala Parakimel Mishnah Hey. Ovid Kechavim Shenasan Liyisrael Lasas Loisa. So if a non-Jew would give to a Jew his flour that the Jew should make the dough, Petura Menachala. So even though the Jew is the one that's making it into dough, he's taking the flour, making it into water, and kneading it together, that's still Potter from Chala, because like the Rav explains, that the kneading of the Jew does not create a Chiev in the dough of a non-Jew. And also the Rav says that the dough of a Jew will always become challah, even if the person that's making it into a challah is a non-Jew. The lumdus is that it always goes by who owns it. Doesn't really matter who's actually kneading it into dough. Mishnah continues, Nisan loy matana. If the non-Jew gave to the Jew flour to make into dough, but he gave it to him as a matana, ad shaloy gilgul, if it was not made into dough yet, chayiv. So now since the Jew owned it, and it never had a chiv of chal yet because it was just flour, and now he, the Jew, made it into dough, so he's chayv and chala. Umisha Gilgal, however, if the non-Jew already made it into dough, and then he gave it to the Jew, potter. In the last case, ha'isa isam oved kechavim, if a Jew is making dough with a non-Jew, im ein b'shal yisrael kashir chala, if there is not a chiv of chala in what the Jew is making in his chalek, petur mena chala, so he's potter from chala. But what if there was the shear of challah, which is 5/4 of a kav? What if he had that? And not only that, what if the non-Jew also had that same shear? So let's say they both had 5/4 of a kav. So the Mishnah Rishon explains that the Jew would actually have to be mafresh both on his chalek and also on the non-Jew's chalek, because he can't just be mafresh on his own chalek. He's got to be mafresh on the whole thing, because we hold midiraisa, there's no brera. And maybe his portion is in the hands of the non-Jew. So, and he has to be mafrish from his portion on to the rest of his portion. So therefore, you should have in mind all of the dough, even the dough that's in the hands of the Ovid Gechavim. Because you're going to be machmir and not say the concept of brera here. That this is the non-Jews and this is mine. And that's the way it always was. We don't say that. Therefore, you should be machmir, the Mishnah Shoyna says. And Tiferes Yisrael adds on a different shot onto this as well.